It's the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Thank you very much for listening. Make sure you tell a friend. Drop us an email, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com, with any questions or comments. Or if you want to share a travel tip with us, we'll put it on the air and mention your name. So, sounds like fun. As I am prone to do, I will strike up a conversation with almost anyone. And a couple of weeks ago, I did so with our next guest. Would you please introduce the young man, please, Sue?
Blaise Frick. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, it's a great day here in the Midwest, and you are here in the St. Louis area with us. You seem to have a real penchant for travel, and as I mentioned, you are a young man. What gave you the travel bug, and what are your thoughts on travel?
You know, one of my best friends is not my best friend. He's about 10 years older than me, and really, he's done a lot of traveling through the years, and he kind of got me, I guess, pushing towards not only international travel, but travel itself. So I would definitely have to throw a big, push his direction as far as what got me going. And just traveling in general is what I really enjoy, just seeing the different cultures and people.
What kind of traveling do you like to do? Are you a first classer? Are you a backpacker? Are you a middle
travel,
of the road?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a backpacker. I like to stay at the hostels. We backpack, and that's the Costa Rica trip, which we talked about, was pure hostels and pure backpacking. And we had one backpack for 2 weeks, which is which you definitely have to make some adjustments to and some sacrifices.
Hey, would you give lessons to Sue, please, Blaze?
I'm sorry, but I don't
backpack here.
I'd
really appreciate that if you would.
You know, the best tip, Kevin, for my packing is to let you pack your own. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, all right, let's talk about the trip now, Blaze. Yeah, we're not going to go that far into this, all right? But Costa Rica and Panama, backpacking, hostels, that does sound like fun. When did you go? What time of the year?
It was just after Christmas. This was a couple years ago. I had to wait till Christmas just so my grandma wouldn't abuse me. So I know she wouldn't be too happy if I left over Christmas.
Yeah, no, you cannot. Don't alienate grandmas. No, sir.
But we left on the 27th of December, and we were gone until January 10th. So, really in the grand scale of the distance we traveled, 2 weeks flew by. But we flew into San Jose, Costa Rica, which was great. I'd say it's more the city aspect of Costa Rica there, and stayed at a hostel called Hostel Pangea, which was actually really, really neat because I got a lot of backpackers in one area, and you kind of got to meet some people from all over the world, which was awesome. We even had a mojito that they grew all the ingredients on the roof itself. So, it took about 10 minutes to make, and it definitely, if you're thirsty, don't order one because it takes a while. But that's more of the Costa Rica motto.
Eat local organic mojitos. I like it.
Would you describe what it was like there at the hostel? Do you have a room to share, or you have a room of your own?
There's everybody bunked on the floor.
Yeah, give us a little description.
It's kind of whatever your taste is, So you can sleep in community bunks, where there's 10 or 12 bunks in one room, which is a little cheaper. Or you can reserve, room for you and your buddy, or a room for yourself. It's really whatever you're more comfortable with. We found that that initial place we just got a room for two, which is very, very cheap. But we found at other areas that getting the community room and really getting to associate and talk with people, from all around the world was just great.
Translates into party, I think. But when you say very reasonable, what are the costs, Blaze?
Don't quote me on this one, but let me think exactly how much it was. I think we're talking between, in different areas, it's a little, price definitely varies, but anywhere from $5 to $20 a night, very, very cheap.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's not that $1,600 a night room in Machu Picchu like Murray was talking about. Yeah.
No. No, we definitely sacrificed on the stays, but like I said, that's I think you get a little bit more out of it when you really get associated with some of the people traveling.
It can be fun. Yes, I would agree. Now, you mentioned the mojito, so that begs the question, when you left on December 27th, I assume you celebrated New Year's in another country. That can be fun. I used to live overseas in two or three different countries, and New Year's, Christmas, and things like that sometimes is a little bit different.
Oh, it was great. We were in a town called Puerto Viejo, and it was on the Caribbean side there. Okay. And something very cool they did was lit those, I'm going to call them Oriental lanterns, but they light the fire and it floats. There was hundreds of them. We were standing on the beach, they were playing music, and at midnight they lit all these off, and it was just so cool. You don't see anything like that here.
And they go floating away, right?
They go floating away, and it was pretty neat because they all take off one direction. Whether it's, obviously they go up, but then they start to float a direction where the winds take it, and they all blow out at one spot. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's because the air got thin or what.
When they got to the altitude, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I didn't know,
How did you pick Costa Rica as the place you wanted to go?
Like I said earlier, the guy that I travel with, it's something that we just kind of brainstormed a little bit. He's been to Costa Rica a couple times, and he just, it was one of his favorite trips. And the more he talked about it, the more I wanted to go. So eventually we just said, we're doing it. December, come December, wait till Christmas. So everybody's happy, and then let's go.
Was it what you expected, or did you have expectations before you left?
I'd say yes and no. I had expectations, just from the beach. I feel like beach life is a little different, living in the Midwest. Kind of go easy. But I didn't expect the people there to be so nice. And I know it sounds, cliche to say it, but it was just, it was humbling. It was, the people there were just, you couldn't ask for nicer people. It was great. You'd sit down at a little.
Glad to see you.
Yeah. Oh, it was incredible. Think, Blaze, is you will, I hope, agree with me, as we have traveled the world, a smile is in a universal language.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then, the Costa Rica motto, Pura Vida, pure life, which means a lot more to them than it does to us, those two words. But it really does run fluent throughout the people there.
I understand you also went whitewater rafting on a level 4 or 5 river. Bet that was a fun one.
Yeah, that was that was interesting. I'll say that. It was a great time. I've been on water since I could stand. Since about 6 years old, I fished, and we were at Lake of the Ozarks and these big impoundments, but.
Get that kind of white water in the Midwest other than about 4 or 5 days on one river down in the Ozarks. Hey, we need to take a break, so bear with us and stick around. We're going to check back in and get some more of the details of Costa Rica and Panama, and it sounds like Blaze had a pretty good trip, so he'll be telling us more. We invite you to send us an email, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. Any questions, comments, share a travel tip. Tell us where you've been, and just like Blaze, you might be our next guest. You never know. YouTube site, youtube.com/KevinAndSueTravel. We have 390,000 views now, so please check it out. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
And by the way, subscribe while you're there. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show.